My friends, do you believe that Jesus is Lord and Christ? Today I shall begin a discussion on the subject, the Scriptures and the Lordship of Jesus the Christ. Jesus associated himself with the Scriptures as revealed in John 5:39, where it is said, "Ye search the Scriptures because ye think that in them ye have eternal life, and these are they which bear witness of me." Jesus clearly affirmed within this passage that the Scriptures bore witness of him. Such would not have been said of anybody else. It would have been blasphemy on his part had he been only a human being. John the Baptist never did make that type of claim of himself. Peter, James, John, and Paul never did make such claims regarding themselves. But the Lord Christ did claim identity with the Scriptures. Such lifted him above the realm of mere humanity. In fact, the sacred Scriptures and the Lord Jesus are so intimately linked together that they cannot be separated. Jesus is the central personality of the Scripture. The Scripture was of vital importance to him during his third of a century stay upon the earth. I shall present two major propositions concerning Jesus and the Scriptures. First, I shall set forth the attitude of our Lord toward the Scriptures and the reverence that he had for them in his own life. Secondly, we shall set forth the treatment of the Scriptures on the cardinal theme of Jesus Christ and his Lordship. How did the Lord Jesus feel toward the Scriptures? What was his attitude toward the Scriptures as a youth? How did he feel about them when he became a man? How did Jesus employ the Scriptures during his personal ministry? These are some of the questions I shall discuss and give Bible answers for your thought and meditation. Jesus exhibited a marvelous and majestic attitude toward the Scriptures while he was a growing boy in Nazareth of Galilee. As a youngster, the Bible says that he was subject to his parents, Mary his real mother, and Joseph his foster father. Luke, the beloved physician, describes Jesus as a 12-year-old boy, recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. The Bible says in verse 51, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart." By being submissive to parental authority, Jesus was demonstrating his regard for the Scriptures. Jesus lived under the Scriptures of the old Mosaic economy. These Scriptures demanded respect and submission from young people toward their parents in their home. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 12, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee." The same truth was repeated nearly 40 years later by Moses in Deuteronomy 5, 16. Jesus could not rebel against his parent and still manifest reverence and respect for the Scriptures. The Scriptures demanded respect of the Hebrew youth toward their parents. Had Jesus been a rebellious young man, don't you know that in later years, when the enemies were trying to find something wrong in his life, they would have been delighted to discover even the slightest infraction during his youth? But they were not able to do so because he had been submissive and obedient and respectful as a youngster in Nazareth. Jesus exhibited his reverence and regard for the Scriptures as a youth by accompanying Joseph and Mary to Jerusalem for the observance of the religious feast of the Passover. This you will find recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 51. We learn from the first part of the Scripture that it was an annual custom for Joseph and Mary to go to Jerusalem to keep the Passover. When Jesus was 12 years of age, he went with them. When a Jewish child reached the age of 12, he was recognized to be a son of the law with more responsibilities of life. In the observance of the Passover feast, Jesus was keeping the law of the Mosaic Scriptures. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 16:16, "Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Jehovah thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Jehovah empty." Jesus did not violate the Scriptures by ignoring them or by treating them lightly. Although there are many young people today who follow such admirable principles, which are pleasing to God, our Heavenly Father, thousands upon thousands of our young people of our time hold such Scriptures in contempt because they have little respect for their families or God. As a youth, Jesus was faithful and loyal in his observance of the services of worship at the local synagogue in Nazareth. The Bible says in Luke 4:16, "And it came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, as he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read." "As his custom was," as stated in this text, obviously refers to the regular action in his life in Nazareth of Galilee. This trip to the synagogue at Nazareth during his personal ministry was not his initial trip there by any means. He was no stranger to the congregation of the synagogue where his Father's word was read and where worship was ascribed to God each Sabbath or each Saturday. My friends, may I ask, do you suppose Jesus deliberately ever missed any of these synagogue services? Are you listening? Do you suppose he ever missed any of these services in order to go fishing or to play with the neighborhood children, as so many do in our time today? Do you suppose that Jesus ever misbehaved while engaged in worship service? Do you suppose he was ever irreverent? Do you suppose that Jesus ever commented that the Scriptures do not always mean what they say? Do you really think, my friends, that Jesus just really skipped Bible study? Do you think that he ever said, "The Bible is not of interest to me"? My friends, I cannot conceive of any of these infractions within the life of the youthful Jesus toward the worship and service of his Heavenly Father. Would it not be wonderful indeed if today all our youth everywhere had the same attitude toward God and the Bible that Jesus had? The sacred Scriptures mean so much to our blessed Lord in the hours of temptation, just subsequent to his immersion at the hands of John the Baptist in the waters of the Jordan, recorded in Matthew 3, we read of the power-packed temptations recorded in Matthew chapter 4 and in Luke and Mark. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. It was the tempter who came to him and said, "If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:3-4. Please observe that Jesus met this power-packed temptation with his dependency upon the Scriptures. These are not his first words, but these are the first recorded words after his baptism. And listen, are you listening? "It is written." They constitute an appeal to the authority of the Scriptures. His quotation was from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. The second temptation by Satan, as recorded by Matthew, is set forth in these words, "Then the devil taketh him into the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee up, lest haply thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." Matthew 4:5-6. The next verse gives our Lord's reply to this temptation. "Again it is written, Thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God." Jesus was the Son of God, yet he met Satan by using the Scriptures. He had the Holy Spirit without measure, as we learn from John 3:34. Yet he did not say something like you might hear today. He did not say to the devil, "Now listen, Mr. Devil, don't you know that I am filled with the Spirit and cannot be touched with your temptations?" No, he didn't say anything like that, did he? Jesus possessed miraculous power, but he did not use the miraculous power in order to meet the temptations of the devil. He relied completely upon the power of the Scriptures to deliver him from the hour of temptation? He quoted from Deuteronomy 6:16. What a contrast in Jesus and the Scriptures with modern-day claims of direct operation of the Holy Spirit. The third of these temptations is set forth in Matthew 4, verses 8 through 10. The Bible says, "Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou shalt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." For the third time, Jesus employed the sacred scriptures. This time, his mind was fixed firmly on Deuteronomy 6:13. Again, his appeal was to the authority of the scriptures. It was Jesus and the scriptures, just as it was Jesus and God. One may as well attempt to separate Jesus from God as to attempt to separate Jesus from the Scriptures, because God is the author of the Scriptures. You read in Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 19, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Beloved, don't you know that if Jesus had met the devil simply upon the basis that he had the Spirit without measure, as stated in John 3:34, then he would not have been an example to any of us, because not one of us will ever have the Spirit without measure as did Jesus. If Jesus had met the devil by employing his miraculous power, then he would not have been a true example to any of us today, because no man today possesses such miraculous power that Jesus had, like raising the dead, making the lame to walk, and the blind to see. Yes, Jesus used the Scriptures to defeat Satan in these crucial hours of temptation. The Scriptures are ever available for our employment in time of temptation today. They can be just as powerful in defeating Satan for us as they were in the hands of the Son of the living God. What would have happened in the wilderness of Judea when Jesus was being tempted by Satan if the Lord had been ignorant of the Scriptures? What if he had failed to believe the Scriptures? What if he had failed to revere the Scriptures? What if he had failed to rely completely upon the authority of the Scriptures? Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? No doubt, many times we yield to temptation because we're ignorant of the Scriptures and really do not know the difference in what is right and what is wrong. Many people yielded to temptation because they did not believe the Scriptures, or they do not believe the Scriptures. They do not revere them as they should. Therefore, the devil is the winner in time of temptation. Too many times, we depend upon our own strength, failing to realize that Satan is the great tempter. It should be remembered that the devil has been in the business of successfully tempting sons and daughters of men almost from the beginning of time. It must not be misunderstood. We must not be deceived. No one is immune from temptations of life. We can resist temptations, or we can surrender to them. But being successful in resisting the devil is a matter of resisting temptations. Remember, Jesus, the Bible says, was tempted in all points, like as we are. But he never submitted to any temptations. Therefore, there was no guile found within his life of absolute perfection. What an example to follow. Is there a way for a man to resist the devil today? Indeed, there is. For example, Satan may tempt a man to falsify when pressed to do so. But the man remembers that the Scriptures declare that to lie is a sin, and liars will be tormented in the lake of fire, that is hell. Therefore, he tells the truth, regardless of the cost. Was he tempted? Yes. Did he sin? No. Why? Because he followed the direction of the Scriptures. The memory of the Scriptures, which forbid fornication and adultery, may successfully guard against such indulgences. We should remember, it is written. A person may be tempted to drink beer or whiskey because everyone else is getting drunk. Yet,
He remembers that the Bible condemns the use of strong drink. And he remembers the ultimate destiny of the drunkard in hell, the Bible says. So he says no and sticks to it. Tempted? Yes, but he did not sin. Why? Because he remembered. It is written. Surely we should remember that the Scripture declare that no man is tempted above that which is able to bear.